This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kitten, with me Joyce Goh, and on the line we have Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Land Infuse Capital Managers in New York.
Hi Dodge. The Dow Jones snapped its six-day winning streak and ended lower on Tuesday after a long weekend. So what happened there?
Joyce, it was Walmart. It was a question of revenues versus earnings. And Walmart is going through what Amazon did so successfully. It gave up on the profitability in order to increase their revenues and gain market share. This is what Walmart is trying to do now. And yes, earnings are down, but if they can get the revenues up to a point where they're satisfied, then they can become much more proficient in what they do in delivering. The problem is Walmart has to fight this, the Amazon battle, but it has to fight in two ways, store sales as well as online sales, and it's a tough fight. So Walmart did take the market down. It bred a lack of confidence in the follow-through. The up move that we had on Friday reached the upside target for the S&P of 2760, and now we're on a move to the downside.
Speaking about earnings, BlackRock recently upgraded its view on U.S. stocks, citing very strong earnings momentum while cutting European stocks to neutral. So do you agree on that?
I agree with his fundamental comment. With regard to very strong earnings momentum. Yes, that is true. We do have that. And it's both in absolute terms and also relative to the European economy as a whole. So I do agree with that part, but I'm not sure that's going to translate into a powerful U.S. stock market buoyed by this. We have to see. We've had a big move in anticipation of this. And now, so I can agree with the fundamental statement, but I'm not sure there'll be a complete follow-through on the market side, the stock side.
Okay, so there is expectation that earnings growth this year could be 19%. Do you think this is achievable given earnings risk such as a rising inflationary pressures that could hurt margins?
Yes, it is possible. It could be achievable. But as you say, we have to watch the earnings risk. The inflationary pressures are beginning to increase. That will hurt margins, but it will be offset somewhat by the tax advantage that we have now with the new program. So we have to see whether it's going to translate, and it's just going to be a matter of time, which is what's making this market so difficult to make longer-term decisions. Yes, from a fundamental point of view, we're very strong. But in terms of market, the stock market, there is a big difference between the stock of a company and the fundamentals of a company. So the fundamentals of a company, the earnings growth could be strong. It may be affected. There is a risk. And because of that risk, the earnings have to prove themselves. I would like to see the margins be in excess of 10% at this point. If we can do that, then I think that there'll be enough support for the market to continue to have minor pullbacks.
Speaking about the stock market, Morgan Stanley has said that the recent correction was just an appetizer and not the main course. So do you think it's an appetizer for what's to come later this year?
Well, if you like down moves, I guess it could be considered an appetizer. I mean, we have finished the upside. We are now, we have some negativity in the market for the short term. There were many more declines and advances in both New York and the over-the-counter markets yesterday. The new highs are only 64 new highs versus 53 new lows. So we're really right now in short-term pressure. If the Russell 2000 can hold its 1530 level, and if the NASDAQ composite can hold 7130, if they don't close below those levels in a session or two, then from a short-term, there would be a positive divergence, and we could have another choppy advance to the upside. But if they throw in the towel, then I suspect we'll have another move to the downside, but it will not be lower than Friday's, the February 9th lows. So short term, we're in a very much of a choppy trading market. Longer term, yes, it is quite possible that there will be a risk. But it has to, you can't anticipate that. You have to play your hand as the cards come out of the deck. And so far, we don't see the end of the bull market, but we do see a lot of questions that are going to have to be answered, and the questions are negative.
Right. So the Fed will be releasing its monetary policy report for 2018 ahead of new Fed Chair Jerome Powell's congressional testimony the following week on February 28th. So what's the expectation here?
Three interest rate increases, one between now and June, and the other two over the second half of this year. more likely closer to the end of the year as opposed to the third quarter. But there, the expectation now is beginning to be three. We may not see that in the new, when it comes out this week, but it's there, it's on the table, and we just have to wait and see. The market is expecting three now. If there's less, let's see how the market reacts. Is that considered positive, or does that say, well, we're weaker and we can't afford it, we can't support the three? So it depends on how the market's going to react. Can't anticipate.
That's true. Goldman Sachs recently said that federal spending, rising yields, and a surging debt needs in the U.S. are a growing worry. Your thoughts on this?
Yes, Goldman Sachs is absolutely right. They are a growing worry. Federal spending, rising yields, surging debt, all, and especially if interest rates go up more than expected, surging debt, additional costs, it has additional pressure on earnings. It is a vicious cycle as opposed to the virtuous circle that we've experienced the last year. So, yes, it is a growing worry. But we're not anticipating it. It's there. The market is viewing it every day, the way the market trades, the way individual stocks are trading. It is a growing worry. So I agree with that. But, again, so far the pullbacks have been controlled, relatively speaking, and we've not broken key levels yet. But now we're beginning to see some real testing.
Well, moving on to gold, spot gold is inching closer to $1,400 mark an ounce, touching over $1,300 mark. So while gold futures currently trade near multi-year highs as well, so do you think gold might resume its role as an inflation hedge given recent signs of inflation in the U.S.?
Yes, it may. It's on its way to doing so, but so far it continues to trade as a commodity. The long-term trend remains moderately positive, and if bullion can break out and close above a key 1366 level, basis February, then the major trend will strengthen further. It will be clearly bullish. However, from a shorter-term point of view, probabilities are quite high that bullion fades once again on Friday. Friday was a pretty important day, trading right beneath the key resistance. So the short-term trend is now in neutral. However, it can turn bullish if it goes above the 1366 level. If it breaks 1340, however, then there'll be a fast test of a more significant support down at 1320, 1330. None of this has to do with expectations of inflation, et cetera. It still continues to trade as a commodity for now.
Got it. Thank you for your insights, Dodge. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Lender & Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
We'll be back with more news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.